Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is Saturday, January 21st, 2012. This is audio boo number 138. At least I think it is. I've tried to make a recording a couple times over the past week, but I've been sick. And one of those colds where it hurts to talk. So I decided I didn't sound too good. And I was struggling, so yeah. Anyways, I'm out in a break in the weather. We've had rain here in Sacramento the past couple of days, and it's supposed to start up again tomorrow, and it's actually kind of nice. We've had kind of unseasonably warm weather, which happens from time to time. I'm not blaming global warming or anything. I remember having some warm days in previous years and previous decades where I've been able to go cycling in December and January. But it doesn't happen that often, and today we're back to reality with some colder weather and back to rain, which is good for the snowpack, right? Anyways, hey, I want to talk about the stock market a little bit, the black box, maybe the South Carolina primaries. First of all, a week ago Friday, the black box gave a sell signal, and it looks like it's pure crap, right? Because the market had a good week, 3 weeks in a row. And this is one of those periods where the market's going up no matter what the news is, and that's what you like to see. There's generally been a buying bias. Folks want to own stocks, and negative news or, you know, mediocre news has still been bought up and not sold off that hard. And maybe there was an opportunity to change this week with the bad news in Google, because Google has been one of the leaders. And basically, you know, they're showing some decelerating revenues. And probably no longer a leading stock, although it's hard not to own a high beta stock like that in a bull trend. But once they blew earnings, it does make it a little bit more difficult, right? Took a big haircut Friday. But still, at least the Dow rallied. Of course, that was because of IBM and Microsoft, which actually had better than expected news, although I'm not sure Microsoft was that great. But anyways, and then you have Apple, a lot of anticipation built into Apple for the earnings this week. And, you know, on Friday they announced their new iBooks, textbooks, and courses online. I did download the app onto the iPhone and the iPad. You know, most of the courses don't interest me too much, but it is kind of, it's interesting to see where that will go. I know that was one of, you know, Steve Jobs. He kind of really liked that textbooks on the phone and pads, and we'll see where that goes. A bit more interactive, that sort of thing. You know, textbooks are really expensive. I don't know what are they going to do to get around that and make them more affordable. That would be nice. So far, I noticed a lot of the courses are free. But I'm not going to sit through too many lectures. I work for a living. I mean, I got to sit through enough meetings already. I can't imagine classes at night anymore. Anyway, so the black box. So just one thing on that is that, you know, I remember back last January, kind of a similar situation where it gave a sell signal, but then the market went down a little bit after that. I mean, a few percent, not much, before it took off and rallied past the sell signal. But it turned out later that the sell signal actually was near the top at the of the trading range. It wasn't really a bad sell signal in hindsight. The market kind of meandered back and forth last year. Basically, that was near the highs for the year of the market, for the market in 2011, so we'll see. We'll see what happens this year. If it's similar, if even though it's a sell signal, if it's within a couple percent, that's not too bad. But I'm still in. I didn't sell. I probably would have sold if the market didn't gap up on Tuesday. But since it gapped up, I thought, well, might as well just keep a mental stop in place. And that's kind of what I've done. So I'm still long. And the black box has actually moved above where an indicator moved above its sell signal. So it's now basically set back up for a secondary sell signal. But we'll see if that happens. Maybe yes, maybe no. South Carolina's going on. The primary's going on right now as I'm walking. And I've kind of had the Fox News on and off during the day. And it's been really tiring to watch. I've been mostly playing around with the Android tablet. But the primary's been, I don't know. It's kind of like watching paint dry, only worse. It's like people talking about the paint drying. You know what I mean? They're talking about Romney. They're talking about his taxes. They're talking about his 15% tax rate, which, by the way, is the law. And I saw an interview with Neil Cavuto, and I can't remember who the guy interviewing him was, said that, you know, the corporate tax rates, you know, they're 35%. Then the money goes to Newt, who gets taxed at 15%. So that money's taxed, you know, 50% already. Kind of an interesting point of view. You know, the money is taxed a lot. The government's getting a lot of money. But, you know, people just don't like to see rich people getting tax breaks, even though Newt's probably following the law and you know, he's probably got some great tax accountants who know the tax laws really well. And he's making money and they're making sure he keeps as much of it as possible, which is, I think most people would applaud that. I mean, that's what we try to do when we file our own taxes, right? And as far as Gingrich goes and his, you know, the alleged open marriage and his ex-wife complaining and... actually, I kind of like Newt Gingrich on the debates where he said, you know, he just kind of fought back and ridiculed the guy asking the question. And even that racism thing, which really isn't racism, the question. So, I think a lot of folks, I think that's why Newt's picked up a lot of steam this past week. I think a lot of folks are kind of tired of the crap and decided they're going to go with Gingrich on this. We'll see, but it looks like he could win the South Carolina primary, which really makes it interesting heading into Florida. I don't know, it's probably still Mitts to lose, right? I'm kind of hoping Newt wins, just because I think that Gingrich debating Obama would be great. I think it's going to be hard for the Republicans to beat Obama anyways. But I think if Newt's in there, at least Newt's going to be pretty brutal in the debates, right? I mean, it's going to be fun to watch. And Obama's not going to be able to dance around or sing around or do any of that. I think Gingrich will call him on it. Whereas Mitt will just kind of smile and laugh and giggle, I think. I don't know. That's about it. No football Saturday, huh? Kind of strange. But that's what it is. Good games tomorrow. I like the Giants and the Patriots to cover the spreads. That's it. Hey, I hope you're having a great one. See ya.